This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
But let's get to a little game more fact or fiction. And we start with Kevin Stefanski from his press conference earlier today when he was asked if he's bothered by quarterback questions.
People are interested in our game. It's the NFL. That's the beauty of what we do. Everybody's interested in what we're doing. What it speaks to, I think the question speaks to, is competition. And at the end of the day, that's what we're about. If we're competing for a job like we are at certain positions, that's all in the spirit of what our game is about.
Okay, I'm going to say fact.
Our lie detector test determined your answer was true.
Yeah, the reason why, and if you heard the full answer on it, like he went into how basically all he cares about is that people still care about the game and what's interesting within the game. And so, like, is he bothered about answering a million quarterback questions? Sure, that I think everybody would be. But the idea that he understands the bigger point, that it's such a crazed NFL fandom that we care about OTA throws and everything that accompanies that, and that's why he makes millions of dollars a year. That was awareness to me. So that's why I believe it was fact.
No, he totally gets annoyed. This is fiction.
Our lie detector test determined your answer was a lie.
Yeah, Kevin, it's weird. Like, Kevin's really, I think Kevin understands the litany of questions that he's going to get. By about the third Shador question or the third, you serious, Clark, about this quarterback room, you can tell he gets a little annoyed.
But and, he knows that's part of the gig. Well, like, that's what this is.
But I think my point is, like, this idea of, it's good for football. It just means people are interested. Yeah, you can say that as a generality. It doesn't stop him from getting really irritated at the media when they ask him these questions. And try being
hockey for a second. You'd kill to have someone care as much, anywhere close to as much as we care about Browns OTA quarterbacks.
Do you think anybody in the NFL thinks about the pie in the sky existence that they have? No.
I wonder if Kevin does, because again, his dad was around the NBA for so many years, and at times that his dad was in the NBA, they were hungry for some eyeballs as well. So, like, I think he's got a great recognition for him not only choosing the right sport to fall in love with, but the idea that it's just, like, not only does he have millions upon millions based off of being a head coach, but a lot of the reason why he has that is because he has to answer all these quarterback questions ad nauseum.
Next up on Fact or Fiction, guard Joe Bitonio spoke today and was asked about what role or whether or not the quarterback room played part in his return this year instead of retirement.
You know, I already had, obviously, a relationship with Joe Flacco. We bring him back. Kenny Pickett, from everybody I've talked to, he's just a guy that wants his chance, and he's hungry to prove that he can play in this league. Then you draft two young quarterbacks. So I think the quarterback room, like, we have four guys that are compete that we want to put the best guy out there.
Yeah, this is total fiction. There's no way. If they had told him when he decided to come back, it's going to be Joe Flacco, Kenny Pickett, and two rookies, I doubt he actually would have come back unless the quarterback room just didn't matter. Either way, it's fiction. Either they didn't really understand. Maybe they thought it was going to be Kirk Cousins. Maybe they left it nebulous. Or when they told him, he thought, well, I'm coming back either way because I just want to play, because last year cannot be the exclamation mark at the end of my career.
I'm going to say fiction.
Our lie detector test determined your answer was a lie.
And so it's nice. Now I've gone fact and fiction, so I did not go seven straight at what I thought I was going to go, which is awesome for me. But the point is...
I'm really happy for you.
Thank you. I was really worried about that. I was really worried. The point is that Joel is either here for... it's either money or boredom. I'm not sure which one it is, but it's not for the quarterbacks.
I really do think Joel came back this year because he felt he didn't get the best crack at it last year. One, he does
he's
still
not
make
gonna
good
get a
money.
Great crack at it this year either.
No, I think
from
if
an
he's
individual
healthy,
standpoint, sure, but from a team standpoint,
well, I don't want to say this because it might sound bad about Joel. I don't mean it that way. I can understand if a guy who's had a borderline Hall of Fame career thought, I can do better than the way last year went. I hate it. I think it's apparent that the offensive line guys didn't buy what they were trying to do last year. Let me go out in the system, in the wide zone scheme. Let me go out there and get back to who I am so I can feel like, so I can lift my head up saying I left on a high note.
Yeah, I think it's more about the $14 million or the idea that he just looked around and said, well, if I retire, maybe I can come back, maybe I can't. But at 45 and 55 and 65, I won't ever be able to. And so I'll squeeze out one more year.
Moving back to Kevin Stefanski in his press conference where he was asked about the players continue to harp on, hey, we're going back to what we used to do. We're going back to 2021. We're going back to 2023. We're going back to, you know, not 2024. And here's what Kevin had to say on that matter.
It's so hard for me because I've never put labels on our offense. It always, at the end of the day, is a Cleveland Browns offense. And whatever you want to call it, you can call it. We're going to hang our hat on based on the guys that we have available to us. But what you call it, what it ends up looking, I think all of that right now is a work in progress because we're adding new players and seeing how they fit.
Fact.
Our lie detector test determined your answer was true.
Yeah, I thought he did a good job on BNP, like kind of explaining how anyone's scheme, it just evolved so much. And he went back to some of the schemes, even like the Eagles used in the early 2000s, and how different you can call that one scheme now. But even if you called it something back then, it just evolves the way that the NFL evolves. And I whether he actually does it or not is a different story, but I do believe in his heart of hearts that he feels like his own scheme has been a constant evolution.
It's biggest fiction there's ever been.
I knew
our lie detector
that.
Test determined your answer was a lie.
No. If you built your offense around the talent you've had, you would have abandoned some of those basic principles that you've had your entire career when you traded for Deshaun Watson. There's nothing wrong, by the way. And by the way, it's not going to literally look exactly the way it is in 2020 or 2023 because the game has changed. But the core principles of power run game, wide zone scheme. I'll say the shorter passing game, which sets up. The on schedule throws. Like those are the principles of Kevin's offense.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
So might there be different wrinkles that you put in there? Might you have more trick plays? Or might you, you know, you're 60% run now and you used to be 52% versus 4. Sure. But the brass tacks of what you do and what you like to do, that really hasn't changed for Kevin until last year, and it was an unmitigated disaster.
I think when he was asked that, I think he's talking about the finite details, the little things that you're saying. Like, you're saying take a bigger picture approach, go more broad. I think he's playing inside the weeds in that conversation.
And I think it's a convenient way of looking at it. I think last year was a reminder, hey, we had something that worked. The players we had didn't fit what we used to work. We tried to do what worked for them, but it doesn't work for me. Kevin is comfortable with his whoobie. His whoobie is his offense, and his whoobie are those big picture principles. And so when I say that this is fiction, this is the right move. You failed. It was a galactic failure that led to last season and the changes you tried to make. This season should be bring it back to who we were. It doesn't mean it's going to suddenly work out overnight. You are moving out of quicksand given you're coming off 3-win seasons. But this at least might give you a chance. All right, next up, Joe Bitonio gives his thoughts on the approach of new O-line coach Mike Bloomgren and what might be working for him.
You know, the O-line coach needs to be a for like return. You need that, like, you need that, you know, and it kind of rubs off on the guys. And he's been great. I think he's developing the young guys, trying to get them work. And he's like, oh, you could play for 4 more years. And I was like, all right, we're talking a little crazy now, but so far, so good.
I agree. Really, really detailed coaches who happen to be bleeps on the offensive line. You got a lot of doughboys up there, all right? A lot of like gentle giants end up playing on the offensive line. It's why Bill Callahan, despite being a you-know-what, got the best out of guys. Because that position specifically, if you don't have nastiness in you, you need to find some nastiness because it's the only way you end up being any damn good.
Yeah, I'll say fact as well.
Our lie detector test determined your answer was true.
Yeah, offensive linemen are just different breeds. And so I think they have to be approached differently than other positions, especially skill position players. So I'll buy into it. I also think there was a not-so-subtle shot at Andy Dickerson in there. And I think maybe that's what he's going after.
All right, final one on Fact or Fiction. Kevin Stefanski on whether he likes his quarterback room.
I like all 4 of our guys in the room that are competing. And you know, obviously having Deshaun in there is awesome because he's been a great help to the young guys, help to the veterans as we sit in there. I've said this, it's been really, really fun sitting in there with, you got really 3 vets all at different parts of their career. We got 2 young guys in there that are just sponges and listening.
It's obviously fiction.
Our lie detector test determined your answer was a lie.
Come on.
All right. Can I tell you why he loves Deshaun being there? Because he knows he's not going to be on the field this year. I think he does like the 4 guys.
You think he loves all 4 quarterbacks?
Loves is a heavy load. But do I think he likes the quarterbacks in the room? Yes.
Wait, yeah, did he say like or did he say love?
Play it back.
Yeah, play it back.
I like all 4 of our
only
guys
like
in the room.
Only like. Huh? That yep. is a like, not a love.
And I think he likes Deshaun. It's like when you break up with somebody and you know you're better off without them, and maybe they're better off without you. It wasn't them, it was you, right?
How did he get back to the 4 quarterback branding of it all, though? And you notice how he mentioned Deshaun afterwards. Do you think that was an in-the-moment slip-up and then him trying to cover it up? Or do you think he's just like, no, screw that, I'm going to go back to saying 4 quarterbacks?
I think, by the way,
I consulted the NFLPA, I can say 4 instead of 5.
I think this is fact. I think our boy is maybe just playing a little bit with math there, but no, I do think he likes the 4 quarterbacks that are actually competing for this job.
Our lie detector test determined your answer was a lie.
It's the opposite of what I said, Mac. All right, final tally. Quality control is great here. The final tally here, 3 facts, 2 fictions for JP. Strike that, reverse it.
The game within the game.
2 facts, 3 fictions. For myself, who do you agree with, who do you disagree with, and the boldest plan to reshape the Cavs yet on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.